Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you this morning. Let's stand together in love. Talking about human life. I'm praying for you and keeping you this morning.
When we hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying.
Divine healing.
And you know something? A few ladies called me after we got off the show to tell me that what you said was so true. But Monday we're going to go back into our series that we got going. Our series is Why Do Black Women Marry White Men and Over Black. But we're going to deal with that on Mondays all the rest of the week. But today is Sunday morning with the bishop. And I want to bring you a word this morning. I want to uplift you. And Pat, I said I had a message for you. I want to tell you, Regina, I got a message for you this morning. And Mother Frances said that she need a message. I'm going to get a message into my service. I'm going to have Mary Hawkins from Detroit. Thank you, Mary, to read the 23rd number of Psalms. I might end up prophesying. I don't know how God guide me. I don't have no transcript in front of me. I just move how the Lord move me. When God moves me to preach to you, God should move you to plant a seed in this ministry. You know, one lady said, well, bitch, I gave $1,000. What is that? When you go to the hospital, you got to give me $1. So always, I'm going to put a little to my plan with God. If you got a need to plant a seed. And, you know, we don't beg. We just ask you to seed. And when you seed, it'd be a blessing to you. And that blessing is coming quick, fast, and then it'll ring the bell. Sunday morning. Things happen on Sunday morning. We're going to have right now Mary Hawkins all the way from that Motor City. Everybody know about Detroit. You got a car. All cars come out of Detroit. And they used to call Detroit the Black Mecca. So we're going to have Mary. Mary, God bless you this morning, on this Sunday morning. And the Spirit told me to tell you before you read, all is well. That's your prophecy for the rest of the month. All is well, and the money you need to do what you need to do is going to come. Now you can read 23rd number Psalm for us.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. That's scripture, that's 23rd number Psalm that you're reading. I want you this morning to be ready to break curses and hexes. And sometimes they come through the telephone. Sometimes they come through a text. People are sophisticated now. If you don't know what you're doing, you got to stay focused because so much of evil that's going on in the land. And when evil go in the land, you got to be able to overcome the evil that's trying to take you out. So it's important to understand that we have to fight the evil spirit to try to take us out. So we have to get ready to understand what God got to us. I feel this morning in a certain way that God's going to do something for you. I want to get in. Gail, I'm praying for you. And Mary, I'm praying for you. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you. Mary Ripley down in Natchez, I'm praying for you. And Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. I want to thank you, Tanya Scott, for your what you gave out Thursday and Friday. Information. Don't forget, we're in a series, and our series starts Monday all the way up to Friday. Why do black women marry or cope white men? And we're going to do that all the week. So we come on from 9 to 10. So you need to chip in and put your 2 cents in what you got to put in. It's very important this morning to know that God is a healer. And I'm going to do something about this monkeypox going on, and you can't cover up the truth. It's a divine law. And I want to tell you, and I want to tell you women, that, you know, some of you caught up with these men, and these men cross-dressing, and they cross-wearing. So if a woman get the monkeypox, she got it from a man that messing with another man. Okay? Ain't no two women going to get the monkeypox. It's a male thing. Okay? So we ain't going to go into that. We're going to have one day this week. We're going to have Dr. Gibson from Las Vegas to come on the line and give us the medical term of this monkeypox. You know, I don't know why they call it monkeypox when it's nothing but homosexual pox. But we ain't going to get into that this morning because I want to uplift you. I'm praying for you and you this morning. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So this morning, get your coffee, get your tea, and sit back in your chair and meditate on what God will give me to give you, where you're able to give it to somebody. Because I'm asking God to give me something this morning where I can give it to you, Renee, Regina. I can give it to you, Rose. I can give it to you, Celeste. Chelsea, I can give it to you, Pat. I can give it to you, Wayne, Johnny, Joe. I can give it to you, Lisa. I want you to have it, but you can pass it on to somebody else. So this morning, I'm led by the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God to bring something to you this morning that will wake you up, bring something this morning that will make you and make you say, that all is well. I want to bring that to you this morning, the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's important for you to stay focused in the midst of all that's going on. God still got somebody, and that somebody this morning might be you, and even you. So I want you to get ready to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, what God got for you. And you, God bless you this morning.
I appreciate it.
I'm his enemy in the spirit. Thank you, Inez. Thank you, James.
Lord, I'm so thankful. Just as thankful as I can be.
God bless you. That was Inez Andrew, and also that was James Cleveland. They are our ancestors now, and they're bringing a message to me and you, and it's making me feel some way good. And I just want to play it one more time for them that didn't get it. Listen to Inez from the spirit realm when she was in the physical realm. Listen to James. And as they do that, I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. Doe, I'm praying for you, Sister Karen. Sister Wilson, I'm praying for you. Sister Cologne, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Lord Anderson, down in Pickens, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. And Sister Beverly in Bernice, Louisiana, Hope, right down in Monroe, Lisa down in Atlanta, Georgia, Joe, for you.
Out of all the good things,
think about the good things. Woo! Glory, hallelujah.
Given to me, I appreciate them. Oh, yes, I do. Out of all the good things He's given to me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Think about it. Bishop Ross, Bishop Gate Moore,
thank you for keeping me.
Bishop Frank Cook, Bishop Dan, Mother Rosie Cook, Mother Carrie Nunn, and Brother Moses Nunn, Mother Misa Brown, Reverend A.J. Bell, Bishop J.L. Tops, Preacher Cobb, Reverend Clay Evans, Reverend Wright, Dr. Martin Luther King, Dr. Matthew Robinson, Reverend Jose Robinson, Reverend Bernard Lee, those that was in the movement struggle, Mother Rosie Park, Mother Houston, right in Chicago.
Children, I appreciate.
That's our Inez Andrew from Chicago.
Thank you.
From the spirit realm, Raphael, the healing angel. He sent a word. He sent a bush. Oh, y'all ain't ain't going to pray with me this morning. I'm talking about breaking curses and hexes that's on you. I'm talking about breaking up the spells, the jinx, cross up, messed up, and you feel like you can't go nowhere. We got police officers killing themselves because they ain't connected with God, with God Almighty. They were saying on TV, there's a number you call. I took the number down that if you have a mental problem, if you feel like you're going to kill yourself, it's a number they gave. I'm going to get his number out, but I got a number that you ain't got to call. All you got to do is get on your knees and just say, help. And it's right there. Hello, somebody. So what happened, he was put out of the city and said, you won't be nobody. And you can do what you need to do because it's over for you. See, when life tell you it's over, when man says over, God began to bless you. You say, well, Bishop, I don't see it. Ain't for you to see it. God will make a way out of no way. God will bring you up and out of what you're in. Now, I don't want to say this morning, on this Sunday morning. Some of you caught up, messed up, and can't get loose because you're under a spell of witchcraft. You're under a spell of hate, jinx, psychic spells, spell of cross up, messed up. Sometimes you have enchantment. You got spells. You have spells of jinx, the spell of suicide, the spell that don't nobody love you. All of that spell was all wrapped into one man. Moses had all that, but he kept on tending sheep, kept on staying out under the mountain. We had about 5-10 police officers. This is just in Chicago. Across the country are killing themselves. You say, well, Bishop, why? I'm going to let you know why they're killing themselves. Now, Moses seen the bush. Some of you this morning have seen the bush, but you didn't take charge of what you seen. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying this morning for those that have lost their way. Those that caught up in the floods, the storms, the tornadoes, lost your house, lost your car, lost your family member, and you're saying, what's going on? I can't take it no more. No, Moses couldn't take it, but he seen Exodus chapter 3. He seen the burning bush, but it wasn't consumed. It was just burning. You have to make a decision about your healing this morning. You have to make a decision about, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to seek God. I'm going to make a decision this morning. See, Moses made a decision. He could have stayed and tended his sheep and been a good husband. But he said, no, I'm going to see this thing that burns but don't burn up. So your sight this morning is on it, but you ain't made up your mind to go see it because you caught up where you sitting at, that you just said in your mind, I can't get no better. Don't nobody love me. Everybody hates me. I can't be nobody. That was popped into you by evil spirits, by spells. Well, you might have got it from your husband, might have got it from your friends or your wife, but you caught up in it. And Moses' wife couldn't tell him what to do because Egypt had put the curse on him. Pharaoh said, you'll never be nothing, you're going to die. That seemed like somebody told you that if you ain't going to get no new house, you're not going to get a new job, and you're going to sit in sackcloth of ashes. Here's a policeman got a good job, making good money, but he want to kill himself. Said, well, I guess I'll pick myself out. Y'all better hear what I'm saying this morning. And Moses said, let me go see this thing. I know the Spirit of God talks to you, man. And I know you saying I need to stop smoking dope and crack. I need to get off of these pills that I get from Walgreens or CVS. I need to straighten up my life, but you want to go see. You got to make a decision this morning that you're going to see what's going on. Many of you seen the bush, but you didn't go, you run away from it. You run away from your anxiety. You run away from your pain. The doctor gave you bad news, said you ain't going to get healed. You got cancer. You're going to die. And you accept that because you won't run to the bush. But Moses ran Dr. Coleman to the bush. And when he got there, God said, take your shoes off. Because the ground you stand on is holy ground. What God was saying? I'm finna take all that off of you, that burden off of you, police officer. I'm taking it off of you, school teacher, lawyer, doctors. I'm taking it off of you. Mothers, husbands, I'm taking it off of you. Take all your shoes. The ground you stand on is holy ground. This is the ground of your ancestor. Take your shoes off. Well, you won't commit suicide. You won't kill yourself. You ain't got to call 988. You just take your shoes off. And as you take your shoes off, the anointing of the ancestors and the anointing of God will penetrate you, will give you your assignment. And this morning, what is your assignment? Have you got your assignment? Are you waiting on somebody to come and give you your assignment? First, you got to see the burning bush. You got to go to the burning bush. You got to go to the Holy Ghost. The burning bush represents God and the Holy Ghost on fire for God. Let me say it again. On fire for God. When you're on fire for God, you see, when Moses got, when he got his papers, when he got his commitment, when he got his assignment, he had to leave Mount Sinai. He had to go back to Egypt. When he got his assignment, he had to go back and tell people, yes, all is well. Tell people you are healed. And he had to tell them, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the ancestor, the God of God brought me to tell you, rise up, man, woman, rise up. And know this is your hour. This is your blessing. This is for you to rise with all that's going on in the world. But you got to say, I've got my assignment. My assignment told me all is well. And he said, I will speak to you. He told Jeremiah, just open your mouth, Jeremiah. I'm going to speak. And whatever I say, they're going to listen. I want to tell you this morning that you're going through. But I want to tell you, you ain't got to go through. You done been to the mountain. You done seen the burning bush. You took your shoes off. And when you cut the shoe off, that means that you was getting a new assignment. You was a new man. You was a new one. The man that went up might have been a dope addict. The woman went up might have been a prostitute. Might have been on drugs or alcohol. But once you took the shoes off, the anointing, glory, of the Holy Ghost came upon you, and you left Mount Sinai a new man. Moses left a new man. He had a new philosophy. He had a new word. And I want to tell you this morning, once you leave, you're a different woman. You're a different man. And you got a message for everybody. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. But he had to go to the mountain. When he got to the mountain, he got the word that God had gave him. Take his shoes off. And taking his shoes off, he got the anointing of the Holy Ghost on fire for God. Tell you this morning, whatever you're going through, God is going to carry you through it. Don't lean to your own understanding. Lean to God. The way it's in itself, that gives God eternal life. All through your house, all in your car, all over. I rebuke every negative spirit. I send the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Heal in the name of the Almighty God. Now I want to speak to you that you want to commit suicide. 988 can't do it. Can't nothing do it but God. Let me say it. You can call 988 if you want to, but get on your knee and call on the arm. Lift them hands up. Say, Lord, I lift my hands up to you. And whatever evil that befall you, God can move it right now. Somebody feel like don't nobody love them. Call 911 can't do it. 988 can't do it. Nothing but the walking with God going to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. On fire for God. Breaking curses and hexes, moving charms, moving jinx, cross condition, moving witchcraft and spell. Once you take your shoes off, and once you get your assignment, I'm going to ask the question, what is your assignment this morning? If you then took the shoes off, you got a new assignment. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob have new assignments. Daniel in the lion's den, he had a new assignment. They said, we're going to put him in the lion's den and let the lions eat him. But because the anointing was on Daniel, the lion's mouth got locked. And they just looked at him and they become kitty cats. When you got the anointing on you, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bad Negro, so I'm not going to bow. They said, put them in the furnace and put the heat. But they had already got the assignment that it's going to be all right. If I burn, let me burn, because my God told me he will deliver me and he will deliver you from alcohol, from dope, from drugs, from cancer, from high blood, from sugar. Whatever you got, God will deliver you right now, woman, right now, man. Change your mind from suicide to love. He will change your walk from a sad walk to a happy walk. He will bring love into your house. He'll bring joy into your house. He will get you out of the jail cell that evil had put you in. Oh, I wish I had somebody. When you get your assignment, Abraham, Isaac, and Joe, they had assignments. So Shadrach and Meshach had assignments. David had assignments. Isaiah had assignments. Jesus had assignments. I wish I had somebody. All the prophets were signed by God. So this morning, you should say, God, what is my assignment? Is I'm on my job. is I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. 911 can't save you, baby. 988 can't save you from being suicide. Nobody but God Almighty can turn this thing. It's a divine law. And the divine law said man and woman. The divine law is the law of God. When you walk, he said, take your shoes off, Moses, because I'm finna give you the divine law. I want you to walk in a walk like a king, walk like a prince, walk like you never walked before. Now you seek that we seek first the kingdom. I want you to walk like a king. I want you to walk like a prince. I want you to walk like a goddess, woman. You can hold your head up. So I got this. God got me and I got this, so I got you. All is well. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. He seen the burning bush, took his shoes off. He become a changed man. You can become a changed woman. Whatever you're going through, go through it because you're going to be all right. If God give it to me, I give it to you. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back. So you've been set back for a comeback. You got to tell them, I went up the hill one way, but I come down the hill a different. I come down the hill a different man. I come down the hill on fire for God. And my mind, Joe, is made up that I'm gonna stand for God. Wayne, my mind is made up. Janice, my mind is made up. I want to tell you this morning. When you got a made-up mind, the devil can't harm you. All the witchcraft, all the evil and dark forces, Jerry, that's going on, God can heal you right now. And I want to tell you, God got you, and you got to acknowledge what God's going to do for you and your family right now. God has never left you alone. Moses said, I got to see this thing. So Moses got his assignment. Now, what is your assignment this morning? Your assignment should be walking with God. The wages of sin are death. The gift of God is eternal life. They whooped him all night long, marching from judgment to judgment hall. He never said a mumbling word. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. I'm talking about the gods of God. The King of Kings, those that said, I can make the rain go away, stepped out there and said, peace, be still. That's the God I'm talking about for you this morning. I want to say to you, all is well. You might be a little depressed. Father God, we come this morning, every home, every family. God, we come this morning to bless every man, every woman. Father God, we come right now. We rebuke evil spirit. We rebuke lying tongue. We rebuke them that have fell by the wayside, those that are hungry, those that have no food, those that have no God Almighty. Let the burning of the Holy Ghost get in their heart and get on fire. In the name of the Father, let the seed of the Holy Ghost get on them and burn through them, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the most holy divine God. I just feel that when God touch you, you become a changed woman. When God touch you, you become a changed man. So the God down in you give you life. The God down in you give you energy. Yes, Moses come out of that mountain a new man. And I want to tell you this morning, you can be a new woman, a new man, if you let that burning of that Holy Ghost get on you. The nation need love. The nation need love. I want to tell that mother, I don't know, can I make it? I'm lost my daughter. I'm lost my husband. I lost my family. But I want you this morning to take your shoes off and cry out to God. the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Cry out once you get up. Put your shoes back on. God's going to give you your assignment. God's going to tell you just what to do. You can't get it in the Bible. It comes through the anointing, woo, of the Holy Ghost. You can't get it but by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Moses had to take his shoes off and had to fall on his knees to God. What you want me to do? I seen the bush burning, and that bush represents the energy of God that it never go out. The bush didn't go out, kept on burning. So the Holy Ghost, oh glory, that Holy Ghost man in you, that Holy Ghost in you is not going to go out. Chapter after chapter, person after person, God going to give you the strength to go to the next level. I know the devil got you for a minute, but the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. God's going to bring you to a place of joy. God's going to bring you to a place of happiness. God's going to bring you to a place of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Exodus 14:14, he said, hold it. I'll fight your battle. Now, as when you took the shoes off, you went there and you come. When you come out the mountain, he was a different woman. When you come out the mountain, he was a different man. Because he had some help. God said, stand back. I'll fight you. You can't do it by yourself. You got to let go and let God. You got to lean, not to your own understanding, but the understanding of God. And once you understand that, God will bring you out the gutter. He'll bring you from nobody to somebody. He'll bring you a word from the angel that all is well and things gonna work this morning. You might not see the way, but God's already in the way. So he says, step back. Let me fight your battle. And I want to tell you this morning, they went up to the mountain, and everybody went to see Jesus. Everybody got healed, the leper, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, they got healed because they stood back and let God do his thing. And I want to tell you, God, the Almighty God, you need finance, you need a way out. God is your way out. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will bring you to a new way. Even the racial thing that's going on, all that the cross of, God is in the mix. And like Grandma used to say, God is in control. God is in control. Everything's going to be, I'm praying for you, Sister Ann. I'm praying for you that have called me. That all is well. Now, when you plant a seed in your heart, somebody's going to receive the seed. If you got a need this morning, you plant a seed. Tell somebody you love them. Give them hope and say all is well. Anybody can talk down, but I want to talk up. I want to tell you, God got what you need. God got what you want. All you got to do, get in the way. Some of you ain't in the way. See, Moses got in the way. He went to the bush. Take his shoes off. The ground is holy. So when you got there, he had problems. But he left there rejoicing with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you have to do that. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to that other level that you need to go.
This is my season for grace, for favor.
Kim, I'm praying for you. Those that lost loved ones, I'm praying for tonight.
Say you know my name.
Geneva, praying for you.
You know my name.
Kathleen, praying for you. Barbara, for you. Maxine, for you. Sherry, for you.
Hey, it's me, your skin. Some cleansers get us clean, but take my moisture.